You are on 2SER Breakfast here with myself, Tess Connery. I'm here till 9. I'm here hanging out with you on this Wednesday morning. Hope you're not too cold. Hope you haven't been rained on yet. Hope it's shaping up to be a good one. Now, are you into local history? If you are, you've probably tried to dig deeper into the history of the area where you live, only to find that multitudes of documents have been stored away by the council in beige filing cabinets, only to be accessed at certain times of the month by certain people. It can certainly be a bit of a process. However, if you're interested in the history of Parramatta, you'll be pleased to hear that they're currently digitising 13,000 pages of council minutes that were handwritten between 1862 and 1945. From colonial governance to federation to World War II, it's all there and it's going to be available publicly online. Joining us now to talk a little bit more about this project is Anna Nemuren, Research and Collection Services Coordinator for the City of Parramatta. Anna, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Tess.
So transcribing 83 years' worth of handwritten notes is nothing if not a huge undertaking. Why did the council decide that now was the time to do it?
Well, look, you may be aware of the fact that the City of Parramatta is one of the oldest councils in Australia. And you mentioned that our records go back as far as the first council meeting in 1862. So we've got, as you said, 13,000 pages which have been locked away in our archives. And even though those pages had been digitised, you can't actually Google them. You can't do a keyword search. So what we've tried to do is to really turn this into a project using some great technology which has been developed by the Australian Museum and the Atlas of Living Australia. It's a website called digivol.org. And we've set up the ParaDigivol project. So, you know, it's part of our remit here to just ensure that the Parramatta's rich history is more easily understood and also available to the community.
And it is a really important project. Do you guys have a lot of volunteers on board to help?
Well, look, we certainly do now. We launched our first 52 pages at the end of January. And look, it's one of those things where you think, is anyone going to actually turn up? Are they going to register? And I noted that as of last night, we had 75 volunteers who have signed up. And they've transcribed 2,504 pages so far, so only about 10,000 to go. But considering that each page has about 50 lines of text, that's a hell of a lot of data that's been transcribed so far. So our volunteers are incredibly dedicated and talented. And I just want to tell you about one particular volunteer who is a retired nurse. So you can imagine she has spent most of her working life having to read very spidery doctor's handwriting. And she has told us that she spends up to 10 hours just working on transcriptions online because, you know, she does it because it keeps her brain active. And she also feels that we are losing the ability to read handwriting. So the clock is really ticking to get these records transcribed.
That's brilliant, and a point I hadn't thought of. You know, you look back at some of the old-timey handwriting. I know personally, I can't read half of it.
That's right. That's right. It is quite tricky. But I should also mention that the great thing about this website, digivol.org, is the fact that there, you know, you can set up forums, and you get the volunteers helping out each other as well. So it's a case of, hey, I'm stuck on this page. Can someone help out? Or there's a bit of Latin text here that I really don't know what that is. And it's amazing. We've got volunteers who are incredibly sharp. And as I said, they're very dedicated. And we're so grateful because the accuracy rate is incredibly high.
And so do we have any idea or any estimation on potentially how long the project will take and how long before the public can access these documents?
Yeah, well, the plan is that the way things are going, it probably looks like we'll need another 6 to 12 months. But we are planning to obviously batch up anything that's been transcribed. So once it's been transcribed by a volunteer, we have researchers here back at council who go and check that for accuracy, and then we'll push out those records. So we're planning to do that probably from about mid-August. So watch this space.
It sounds so exciting. Now, Anna, you must have read a few of these documents yourself. Do you have any examples from the minutes that might show us how they can help us gain additional perspective on different parts of history?
Yeah, dipping into the records is really interesting because even though they go back, you know, over 150 years, you know, the information is still pretty relatable. Sure, there's, you know, discussions about rates and rubbish removal and streetlights, but there's also this overriding sense of the good work that local government and specifically the City of Parramatta Council does to care for the community. So, for example, during the Second World War, the records that span, we're looking at them right now, 1942 to 1945, the council is actually planning to grow vegetables in the public gardens, just to feed the public in case the war escalated. They're looking at building air raid shelters in various department stores, Murray Brothers, which was like the equivalent of Westfields in its day, as well as all the various sort of high schools as well. And then finally, there's also, stuff that we can relate to right now. So there's complaints to the state government about overcrowding on the trains, from Parramatta to Sydney. So these archives show that history certainly repeats itself.
I love that. That is brilliant. Anna, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. And I hope you actually join the DigiVault set.
Yes, we'll put all the link up in the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks, Tess.
That was Anna Namurin from the City of Parramatta Council telling us a little bit about how they're digitally preserving council minutes up to 150 years old for Parramattian posterity. As promised, we'll pop all the links up for you. You can find that at 2scr.com a little bit later on in the morning. Definitely sounds like something interesting to trawl through if you've got maybe a spare hour and want to have a look at what life was like in Parramatta a few years back.